Fala por Rebecca Botham, BUFFUM, January 22nd, 2013. A 37-year-old woman with history of seizures, chronic migraines, and status post-pituitary tumor excision. They returned for a follow-up period. MRI of the brain and the electroencephalogram both were normal period. Patient hasn't had any new seizures period. Her last seizure ha occurred in November of 2012 period. She still complains of frequent severe migraine headaches period. Current medications are Integritol 400 milligrams, XR twice a day, Ativan 1 milligram 3 times a day, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams as needed, Tramadol 150 milligrams as needed, Propranolol 40 milligrams 3 times a day, Zofran 8 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day, Trazodone 150 milligrams at night. Allergic to gabapentin, Abilify, Methotrexate, Prednisone. On exam, well-developed, well-nourished woman, not in acute distress, alert and oriented, has diminished range of motion in cervical spine, cranial nerves are intact, no ataxia or dysmetria, fine motor movements are intact, gait is stable. Assessment, number one, history of seizures. Yes, stable, continued Integritol 400 milligrams twice a day. Assessment number two, chronic daily headaches. Assessment number three, migraines, period, try addition of Topamax for migraine control. Start at 25 milligrams, increase to 75 milligrams at night, period. Assessment number next, history of pituitary tumor excision, period. Patient requests to take over refills of her Ativan, since her psychiatrist is no longer too willing to prescribe it, period. I will switch her to a longer acting benzodiazepine, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams twice a day. Follow up in 1 month, period. Assign uricodive PAC addendum. A patient additionally complains of insomnia, chronic fatigue, difficult time staying asleep, period. I will refer patient for a sleep study to check for evidence of hypoxia or sleep apnea. Follow up in 1 month.